Michigan Democrat accuses America of Hindu-phobia over H-1B visas. By Warner Todd Houston on January 6, 2025. Representative Shree Tanadar, an India-born Democrat from Michigan, is calling America racist as the debate over the importation of foreign workers grows. Tanadar, who was born in Belgaum, Karnataka, India, is taking the racism position by claiming America is rife with Hindu-phobia, and recently sponsored a resolution in Congress to condemn racism in America. "Racism in America is still alive and well, and we must stand up to it together," he wrote in a December 30 post on X. Just read the replies to any recent post that includes H-1B to see the deplorable rhetoric targeting Indian Americans, he said, adding, "That's why I introduced a bipartisan resolution condemning all Hindu-phobia. Racism in America is still alive and well, and we must stand up to it together." Just read the replies to any recent post that includes H-1B to see the deplorable rhetoric targeting Indian Americans. "That's why I introduced a bipartisan resolution condemning all Hindu-phobia." Congressman Shree Tanadar, at Rep. Shree Tanadar, December 30, 2024. Tanadar also jumped to his X account and called to expand the H-1B program, writing, "All Americans make America great, including immigrants. We must increase H-1B tenfold and eliminate country quotas. Make it easy to check immigration status. Give aid to all green card applicants, and quadruple USCIS staffing budget to expedite legal immigration. This is how you make America the greatest ever. All Americans make America great, including immigrants. We must increase H-1B tenfold and eliminate country quotas. Make it easy to check immigration status. Give aid to all green card applicants, and quadruple USCIS staffing budget to expedite legal immigration. This is how you." Shree Tanadar, at Shree Tanadar, January 1, 2025. Engagement Director for Numbers USA Andre Barnes reminded Tanadar that Americans didn't vote to put Donald Trump into the White House to create jobs for migrants. "This is not what Americans voted for in 2024. They want less immigration. Lower immigration will give Americans, especially Black Americans, more opportunities to fill jobs. We need the American dream to be extended to citizens of this country as well," Barnes wrote. "This is not what Americans voted for in 2024. They want less immigration. Lower immigration will give Americans, especially Black Americans, more opportunities to fill jobs. We need the American dream to be extended to citizens of this country as well." Andre Barnes, at Andre Number Sousa, January 2, 2025. The Democrat congressman's attempt to become the Indian Al Sharpton and to set Americans against Indian migrants comes as many Americans of Indian descent are coming to Donald Trump's banner. Indeed, according to News India, the American Hindu Coalition is set to host the first presidential inauguration Hindu gala ahead of Trump's inauguration. The January 19 gala aims to celebrate diversity and cultural heritage. "As a board member of the American Hindu Coalition, I am honored to witness the inclusion of the first ever Hindu gala in the presidential inauguration events. This historic occasion not only highlights the cultural richness and professional excellence of the Hindu diaspora but also reflects our unwavering commitment to supporting the administration's success," said Sri Lekha Palay, the leader of Pir Ek Bari Trump Ki Guzari Pirai. "Through this gala, President Trump is acknowledging the work of AHC and the Hindu community. This will enhance U.S.-India relations as well as India's image. This is a great start, and hopefully, we'll continue to interact with President Trump and his administration," added Dr. Sudhir Parikh, chairman of Parikh Worldwide Media and ITV Gold. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.